الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد, continuing our studies of the biography and the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and now specifically studying the guidance and the hadi of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his daily affairs. And we have discussed some issues in our previous class about at-tathaub. Ma ma'na at-tathaub? What does at-tathaub mean? What is at-tathaub? Huh? Yani. Oh, who can mention the verb? Sarrifi. Ah. Tathaaba yatathaabu. Tathaaba. Tathaauban. Naam. Ala wazin? Tafa'ala. MashaAllah. MashaAllahu. MashaAllah. Naam. Tayyib. What are some of the etiquettes of at-tathaub? First, is at-tathaub good? Yeah. No, it's not good. Why not?
Because it's from shaitan.
What does that mean? It's from shaitan.
Because
it's a sign of laziness. And the people who are yawning, that means they're being tired and lazy and weak and they don't want to do anything and get up and take care of business. And the likes like that, and they're being lazy. And laziness is not a good characteristic, and it's not a good trait. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to seek refuge with Allah from being lazy. Because people who are lazy, there are so many good and beneficial things that they could have, but they do not obtain them, and they do not reach them. And it's not because they are not able to, but rather because they're lazy. But rather because they're lazy. So laziness is a blameworthy trait. And it's from shaitan. Okay. Tayyib. Then what do we do if we have to yawn? Sometimes it just comes. And there's nothing that we don't bring it about ourselves sometimes.
We don't make the noise.
Oh, one thing, you don't make any noise. What happens if somebody makes the noise? Oh, makes the big head noise.
Shaitan's gonna laugh at them.
Shaitan laughs at them. Sah. What else? To close your mouth. You don't open your mouth. What happens if you open your mouth? Shaitan might go inside. Naam, that doesn't mean he goes inside every time, but he might go inside. And then this is something that has been seen and known. And that shaitan has come to many people and caused much trouble with the people and possessed people and harmed them greatly. And the way that he was able to do that is because he came to them whenever he was yawning. He came inside that person whenever he was yawning. Na'udhu billah min dhalika. Na'udhu billahi min dhalika. Tayyib, even the manners. What are the manners of yawning?
Closing your mouth, not making...
Wait, first, before that, there was something that we forgot. You try not to yawn. If you feel like somebody feels like they have to yawn, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَلْيَقْذِمْ مَسْتَطَاعَ. Let him repress it as much as he can. Like if he can just stop himself from yawning altogether, that's better. If he can't do that, at least he doesn't say, oh, making that noise. Because if he does, what happens?
Shaitan will laugh at him.
And then also he doesn't open his mouth. Because if he opened his mouth, right, all this is a possibility, shaitan may go inside him and cause much, much harm to him. So therefore, he will not open his mouth. And he will not say, and he will cover his mouth with his hand. He will cover his mouth with his hand. These are from the manners that we had learned in our previous class and the guidance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to at-tathaub. With regards to at-tathaub. Please don't do that, barakallahu fiqh. With regards to at-tathaub. Now we have a narration that is also related to at-tathaub, but also added to that, there is another issue. And this issue that we want to discuss now, and from the hadyu of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with regards to al-i'tas. We want to discuss head of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to al-irtas. What is al-irtas? From the verb al-tasa. Ya'tisu. Huh? Al-tsan wa utasan. What is irtas? Al-irtas, when somebody goes, huh? What's that?
Sneezing.
Somebody sneezes. Sometimes people sneeze. So let's see what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned about sneezing and the guidance that he was upon and that he was that Allah revealed to him sallallahu alaihi wasallam with regards to al-utas. Ma mana al-utas?
Sneezing.
Ma mana tatha'ub?
Yawning.
Allah mubarak. Ahsanti. طيب, it's been narrated from Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, listen, istami'i, ha, wa intabihi, inna allaha yuhibbu al-utas. Verily Allah, he loves sneezing. Wa yakrahu at-tathaub. Wa yakrahu at-tathaub. And he does not like yawning. Fi dha'atasa fahamida allaha فَحَقٌ عَلَى كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ سَمِعَهُ أَنْ يُشَمِّتَهُ أَنْ يُشَمِّتَهُ. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, if somebody made utas and then he praised Allah, he said alhamdulillah, then it is a right upon every single Muslim that hears him say alhamdulillah after he sneezed to make tashmit. أَنْ يُشَمِّتَهُ. What is شَمَّتَ يُشَمِّتُ شَمِّتْ تَشْمِيتًا. There's something called tashmit al-aatis. Tashmit al-aatis. What does that mean? Tashmit al-aatis, it means to say yarhamukallah. Yarhamukallah. You say that to him. If he sneezes and says alhamdulillah. Ha? Kayfa nushammituhu? Naqulu lahu yarhamukallah. Ha? What if it's a woman? What if it's a sister, like your sister makes utas? What do you say to her?
Yarhamukillah.
MashaAllah, mubarak. Yarhamukillah. What if like three people are sneezing all at one time? Yarhamukumullah. MashaAllah. So, anta ka. Anti ki. Antum kum. Now, so if it's one person, he's a man, you tell him, or a boy, yarhamukallah. If it was a girl, you say to her, yarhamukillah. This is right, huh? Alhamdulillah. So this is called tashmit al-aatis, al-aatis. And this is from the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we have to understand, there's a condition. There's conditions for tashmit al-aatis. And not everybody who sneezes deserves tashmit. Who deserves the tashmit when they sneeze? Huh? Not even every Muslim deserves it. Let's listen to the hadith again. فَإِذَا أَعْطَسَ فَحَمِدَ اللَّهِ فَإِذَا أَعْطَسَ فَحَمِدَ اللَّهِ فَحَقٌ عَلَى كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ سَمِعَهُ أَنْ يُشَمِّتَهُ. That if he sneezes and then he says alhamdulillah, then it's a right upon every Muslim who hears him, for every Muslim who hears him, to say to him, yarhamukallah, yarhamukallah. So therefore, if a Muslim, he sneezes, but he does not say alhamdulillah, then no one will tell him yarhamukallah. There's no yarhamukallah, there's no tashmit for the altis unless he says alhamdulillah. At this time, it's a right, huh, for his brother or sister, any the Muslim who hears that from him, to say yarhamukallah, yarhamukallah, yarhamukallah. We understand that? Okay, just to make sure it's clear. There's a little Muslim boy, a young man, he sneezes. There is a young boy, he sneezes. And then he says alhamdulillah. If we all hear him, what do we all have to say? Yarhamukallah. Naam. Taib, what if that same young boy, he sneezes another time, or another person sneezes, and he doesn't say anything? What do we say to him? Nothing. We don't say to him anything. Naam? We don't say to him anything. It doesn't deserve for us to say to him, Yarhamuk Allah. This is the right for the Muslim who sneezes and praises Allah. Huh? If somebody sneezed and they didn't say anything, and then somebody told him, Yarhamuk Allah, what do we say? We say, you're wrong. You say, you're wrong. You don't tell him, Yarhamuk Allah. He doesn't deserve that. This is a sunnah for the one who sneezes and praises Allah. Then we tell him, Yarhamuk Allah. It's clear? Alhamdulillah. Now, there also is another benefit in this wording. فَحَقٌ عَلَى كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ سَمِعَهُ أَنْ يُشَمِّتَهُ. That it's a right upon every single Muslim who hears him. Who hears him sneeze and say Alhamdulillah. Huh? It's a right upon every Muslim, meaning obligation. Upon every Muslim who hears him sneeze and then praise Allah that he makes the tashmid. Perfect timing. Alhamdulillah. We just can't wait to practice the sunnah. Alhamdulillah. That's a perfect example of the companions, right? They hear the sunnah and they apply it right immediately. MashaAllah. every Muslim. Okay, so every Muslim who hears him has to say it. It's not like salam. We'll get to the manners and the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with salam, inshallah, in the future. But with regards to the salam, if one person gives salam to a group and one person from the group responds, and one person to the group responds, it's sufficient. Not everybody has to respond with the salam. But here is different. Tashmit al-Atis is different. Tashmit al-Atis is different. If one sneezes in the group, it doesn't suffice for one of them to say Yarhamukallah. Rather, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَحَقٌ عَلَى كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ. It's a right, you mean an obligation upon every Muslim. سَمِعَهُ, who heard him. And يُشَمِّتَهُ. And يُشَمِّتَهُ. So we wouldn't say, I don't have to make tashmit because somebody else already made it in the group. Rather, everybody who hears it. There's another benefit likewise, and that is that the one who sneezes and then he praises Allah, he should say it out loud. Doesn't have to scream it, but he will say it out loud, loud enough for the people to hear him, so they will make tashmit for him. Because if he sneezes and then he says Alhamdulillah, but we don't hear it, then we don't make tashmit for him. We don't make du'a for him. We don't say Ya Rahmukallah, may Allah have mercy on you. We don't say that to him. So somebody wouldn't sneeze and then be like, Alhamdulillah, and say it under their breath all quietly. Rather, he'll say it out loud so that people can hear. So that they may dua for him. So that the sunnah can be applied. So that the sunnah can be applied. Naam? This is the case. Naam, وَأَمَّا تَثَاؤُبُ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said after this, وَأَمَّا تَثَاؤُبُ فَإِنَّهُ فَإِنَّمَا هُوَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ فَلْيُرْدُهُ مُسْتَطَاعَ. Naam, فَإِذَا قَالَهَا ضَحِكَ مِنْهُ شَيْطَانَ. And as for التَثَاؤُب and yawning, then that is from shaitan, and one should try to repress it as much as he can. And if somebody says, oh, and makes the yawning noise, the aha noise, then shaitan laughs at him. This hadith is mutafiqun alayhi. This hadith is mutafiqun alayhi. Also, there's another narration by Abi Hurayrah radiallahu anhu to clarify some more guidance of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to tashmit al-atis. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, إِذَا أَطَسَ أَحَدُكُمْ فَلْيَقُلْ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. If one of you sneezes, then he must say, الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. وَلْيَقُلْ لَهُ أَخُوهُ أَوْ صَاحِبُهُ يَرْحَمُكَ اللَّهِ. And the one who is with him, his brother or his companion who is along with him, if he says, الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ, he will say to him, يَرْحَمُكَ اللَّهِ, يَرْحَمُكَ اللَّهِ. He will say to him, يَرْحَمُكَ اللَّهِ. فَإِذَا قَالَ لَهُ يَرْحَمُكَ اللَّهِ فَلْيَقُلْ يَهْدِيكُمْ اللَّهُ وَيُسْلِحُ بَالَكُمْ. And if the one who sneezes and says Alhamdulillah, then his brother tells him يَرْحَمُكَ اللَّهُ, what does he say back to him? يَهْدِيكُمْ اللَّهُ وَيُسْلِحُ بَالَكُمْ. May Allah guide you and rectify your affairs. So therefore we see this great guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this love and unification that is amongst the believers, that in all situations they're always making dua for each other, and they're always asking Allah to give each other good, Assalamu alaykum. And this is from the greatest of supplications. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. From the greatest of supplications. Always, whenever the believers meet, they make dua for each other like this. And they greet each other with peace and hoping good for them and blessing and rahmah and mercy. And then likewise, if one of them is to sneeze, one should say, if he says alhamdulillah and praises Allah, then he will say, may Allah have mercy on you. Yarhamukallah. And he will respond to him, may Allah guide you and rectify your affairs. And this is all to make the love and the unification between the believers tight and strong, so that they will be one body upon the truth and they will be aided by Allah Azza wa Jalla whenever they are unified. So this is from the greatness of the sunnah, and also an indication of the bond and the connection between the believers, that they're united by iman and they're united by faith, and they're making dua and supplicating, and they want good for each other. If one of them sneezes and praises Allah, alhamdulillah, he says that. His friend that hears him says to him, yarhamukallah. And then whatever he responds back to him, yahdikallah. Yahdikum Allah wa yuslihu barakum. May Allah guide you and rectify your affairs. And rectify your affairs. Who knows this sunnah already? All of it. Allahumma barik. Allahumma barik. So if you sneeze, what do you say? Alhamdulillah. Tayyib, if she sneezes, what do you tell her? Yarhamukallah. And then if she tells you, yarhamukallah, what do you tell her back? Yahdikum Allah wa yuslihu barakum. MashaAllah. Allahumma barik. Huh? MashaAllah. La quwwata illa billah. Tayyib. This is clear. This guidance is good. Just to make the announcement for the brothers and sisters online, we apologize for the change in the link. But there are things that happen in Zoom, and we're still learning how to use it. And the other link had a specific amount of numbers or classes that could be for that link, and now that link is gone. So therefore, we're going to use this link now until the end of the semester, and we start a new link when the new semester comes. But in any case, if you ever try to join the class and something seems different or strange, then look in the group. Look in the group on Telegram, and we try to post information that is important there. All of the classes are recorded there, so you can review them and so that you can listen to them at your own time and take notes again. And also, if you miss a class, you can check and find it there, inshallah. Most of the time, they're posted daily or at least in the same week, according to my availability. And as for the test, inshallah, the review for the test that will come out tomorrow, or inshallah, or Jumu'ah at latest, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. We ask Allah to aid Ustaz Umar Abdul Rahman in fixing the review and getting it ready. Ameen. And then inshallah, next week we have a day or two of review together in class. We open the microphone and review with the youth, inshallah. And then after that, we have the test on your own. One will be in the computer. We will send the link, and the other will be verbally with me. And I'll ask random questions. So I hope that you're ready. And I hope that you study good. And I hope that you benefit in this life and in the hereafter. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.